Hello, this is Catherine. Welcome to my studio. Today, I'm going to talk about the ABCs of wind playing. These are the basic aspects or categories of wind playing that, when attended to properly, help each of us, no matter what our level, play better. These aspects are not rated A, B, and C, as in what's more important or what's better, but rather which aspects we need to consider first. Category A is about air. We should really consider air first, because without air, wind instruments don't really make any sounds. So then focusing on our breath is the most important thing we can work on first. I think of each breath as having four parts. The part where you exhale or release your breath, the moment when you exchange your breath at the end of your exhale and begin to inhale, the inhalation itself, and the moment when you exchange your breath at the end of the inhale when you begin to exhale or release your breath, play, or sing. I often refer to inhalation as inspiration, which is an actual medical term, but is also a pun, referring to the enthusiastic thoughts you have about how you're going to recreate music as you release the air you're now taking in. In my opinion, the second most important category to consider when playing a wind instrument, category B, is the position and use of your tongue. The position of your tongue in your mouth is useful in directing the air into your instrument and also aids in the formation of a correct embouchure. If your tongue is tense, your embouchure will become unnecessarily tense also, and often will cause tension in your jaw as well. Most importantly, if your tongue is held in an awkward, uncomfortable, or tense position, it will cause you to hold your breath, therefore adversely affecting category A. To develop efficient use of your tongue in creating a variety of articulations, it is essential to develop a comfortable and relaxed position of your tongue so that the air may be released easily. Category C is physical orientation to the instrument. This is a huge category, including basic things such as body balance and position. I avoid the use of the word posture because it creates a mental image for each of us based on our context and memories. If someone says to improve my posture, I immediately want to sit up straight and stiffen my back, which is not the best posture for breathing or playing my flute. Instead, think of balancing your body on your skeletal structure, allowing your bones to support your body weight. This creates the greatest ease in releasing your breath. Category C also includes considerations such as the alignment of your instrument and the position of your reed in your mouth, or the size and shape of your mouthpiece or head joint. Also important to consider is how you are supporting your instrument with your hands, shoulders, and spine. If you're seated, be sure to allow your hip bones to bear the weight of your entire torso and instrument. Next, we consider how you bring the instrument to you in order to play, and also the formation of your lips to create the ideal embouchure. Yes, I'm mentioning embouchure last. I realize many people talk about embouchure before they even talk about breathing. A good embouchure truly is based on having good, even exchange of the breath and proper tongue placement in your mouth. Well, that's categories A, B, and C. And yes, there are more. Just briefly, I'll say category D is actual techniques of playing, such as how can I most efficiently move my fingers or learn that difficult passage of music or improve my vibrato. Category E is specific techniques for developing good musical expression and tone colors. I hope this discussion of the ABCs of wind playing has been useful for you. Thanks for listening. I hope you'll tune in to more episodes of the Le Grand Virtual Studio.